What's up?
Tell us about today's mess, particularly the decision with Liam.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, when you bring back booked, or you got to make a decision, and sometimes they're difficult ones. So, you know, that was the move that we made. Need a little more length down there with some of the guys that we have, and, you know, Liam will get picked up somewhere, but sometimes you have some moves that are tougher than others.
What did you see that was kind of going on with him, especially after he came back from the deal?
I just didn't feel like he was ready, to tell you the truth. I mean, it was a pretty short rehab. Well, and the last thing you want to do is have to rehab a guy here, work him back in. So it just ended up being a difficult period for him to try to get through. And yesterday, you know, probably had some significance in the move.
How nice is it to have Ryan, especially after so long?
Yeah, to have that late inning lefty is something we've been missing. And, you know, not only is he act as our situational lefty, he also can run through some righties. So you look at his numbers before he went down. We traded for him for a reason. It's nice to have him back, and he also, you know, there's some trickle down with, you know, maybe the usage with Petit, Trevino, and Trinan as well. So welcome addition.
Bob, neat story with Edwin Jackson starting today, 13th team in 15 years of play. Do you look at him as a guy teams want, or a guy that teams don't want?
No, a guy that teams want. And not only is he a pro and, you know, had a nice little career, he's also, you know, for a young team, a guy that a resource for younger guys to watch how he goes about his business. I mean, everybody raves about him. You never hear a bad word said about him. And, you know, we were fortunate to have him. With the injuries we've had, certainly there's a reason for him being here. But, you know, it's nice to have him in our back pocket, and we're looking forward to seeing him pitch tonight.
What do you like about his stuff and what he can add to your staff?
You know, he's a gamer. He's an innings eater and a guy that goes out there and you know, goes after guys. And there's something to be said. You know, nowadays sometimes guys will pick a little bit. He's going to go after guys. So, you know, the guys, our development people, like what they saw in AAA. And like I said, he's here for a reason.
25 straight road games where you guys have hit a homer. I don't know if that's because of your home ballpark and how big it is and un-homer friendly, or what it might be on the road, but what does that say about your ball club, if anything?
Well, we have some power. We knew that going in. I think the road homers doesn't have anything to do with home. I mean, it just means we have some power and seems to show up a little bit more on the road. But our place, especially early in the year, and night games can be difficult to hit home runs there, but I think more than anything, it just shows that we have power up and down our lineup. No, and he had quite a few appearances. He's ready for this now. So, you know, that was part of the decision. And you know, we were thinking of bringing him up a little earlier, and we wanted to make sure he went back-to-back. He did that. We want him to pitch well before he came here. He did that. So, no, he'll be in his normal role once we get into the games.
I'm going to see doctors today.
Right. You're going to get an MRI today as well.
I don't know if it's because we're in the Midwest, but when we think home run hitters, there are certain names that come to mind. Chris Davis oftentimes gets overlooked. I know there's holes in everybody's swings, but is he a guy, do you think, is somewhat overrated in regards to that type of ability, Chris Davis?
Or overrated or underrated?
Underrated, I'm
he
sorry.
He is underrated. I mean, there's only been two guys in Oakland A's history that have hit back-to-back 40 home runs, and Canseco and McGuire are not one of them, so it's pretty significant. And if you're around him every day, you see the power he has. Very few guys have power to the opposite field and straightaway center field like him. There isn't a ballpark that, you know, that he goes into that he can't hit a home run in. So I would say he's very underrated.
Thanks, Bob. Mm-hmm.
Anything with any of your other injured guys Monday? Probably
no. Chappie's in LA today. Dr. Shin. Nothing new with Cahill yet. Potentially. In the next few days, we'll start to throw again. Triggs, still nothing, but we miss him. Gossett, still nothing. Graveman, still nothing. He's still rehabbing in Arizona. So, you know, Brett pitched pretty well, and you know, we'll see what happens with him next time.
Was Brett built up enough before he went on the deal where he wouldn't necessarily need a lengthy?
It's all going to depend on the need. I mean, it's the same thing, you know, with Blackburn. We needed him to come up probably before he was ready to come up. So with as many injuries as we've had, and it seems like it's continuing, you know, there might be a need for someone to come up and you have to go 75 pitches or whatever with him. Whether that's Brett's timetable or not, I'm not sure yet.